This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Tehillim Perek Mem, chapter 40 in Psalms. And last time in chapter 39, we talked about how you have to have an image of the author in front of you. So let's imagine now, according to most commentaries, this was something that King David said after his illness. So the story of Bathsheba happened. He regretted the story of Bathsheba. He was rebuked for it. And he was ill for 6 months. And as he's coming out of his illness, that's when he said this psalm. In addition, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Yevamos gives an interesting piece of trivia and tells us that when he said this psalm, his grandson, Rechavam, Shlomo's son, and a future king of the Jewish people, was sitting on his lap, asking him questions. So you imagine Rechavam must have been 4, 5, or 6 years old. And so David HaMelech is sitting here, he has his grandson on his lap, he's just recovered from his illness, and he gives a very puzzling psalm. He says, starts off very happy. Kavo ki visi Hashem, I hoped for you, God. Vayetelai, and you listened to me. Vayishma shavosi, and you heard my cries. You took me out of where I was. And he even said, Vayitem efi shir chodesh, you put this new song in my mouth. Tila lelekenu, I'm going to praise Hashem. You, Ravim v'yiro, everyone's going to see it, and they'll fear God. Vivtechu v'Hashem, Asher agever. He goes on very, very happy and exuberant psalm. He got better. Then it gets a little complicated because he goes towards the end. He says, you know, Hashem, I really need your help. He says, Ata Hashem lo sich l'rachamecha mimeni, in verse 12. Takes a complete 180. He says, Hashem, please don't take your mercy away from me. Protect me. Ki afal I rose, because I've been surrounded by bad things. Ritzei Hashem l'hatzileni, Hashem, please save me. Let those people who are going against me dry up and go away. Vani oni ve'evyon, I am poor and I am downtrodden. So is this a happy psalm or is this a sad psalm? So some say that he started off being very happy and then something happened, so he was sad. Others say that maybe it was the other way. He started off praying and then he ended up praising, but when he wrote the psalm, he put it out of order. First the prayer, then the praise. First, I encourage everyone to look at those commentaries, but I don't think it's that complicated. You know, I think of Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was a yeshiva in the Mir Yeshiva, and he had very advanced Parkinson's disease, and it was very, very difficult for him to do anything, to stand, to sit, certainly to study, and certainly to teach. And I used to go 2 or 3 times a week to classes at his house, and we'd be sitting right around the table, and he'd have a microphone because he couldn't project his voice enough, even just for the 10 or 11 people in the room, and he would speak into the microphone. And as he went through the class, sometimes it would take 10 minutes, sometimes it would take 20 minutes, sometimes it would take half an hour, he would start to fade, and he would start to droop, and he would start to drool, and then he would just kind of continue the class until finally he would just literally just collapse, and somebody would come and pick him up and move him to the couch, and that was how the class ended. Certainly inspiring, but also painful to watch. And someone once said to him, to Rav Nosson Tzvi, they said, Rosh Hashiva, you learn Torah with Mesiras Nefesh. You learn Torah with self-sacrifice, which is true. Anytime we're not feeling well, we have a little bit of a headache, we're feeling lazy, we're distracted, it's good to remember that somebody, that image of somebody working so hard to study Torah. But his response was, he says, I don't learn Torah with self-sacrifice. I learn Torah with Simcha. I learned Torah with happiness. And his point was, and you could see it on him, he sat down to study Torah because he was so excited about studying Torah, because he wanted to. There was nothing he wanted to do more at that moment than study Torah and teach Torah and work hard in Torah and put all his energy into. There was nothing he wanted more than that. And he did it as long as it lasted. It wasn't about, I'm going to do this even though it's hard. He's going to do this because I love to do it, because I want to do it. And that's how I imagine David HaMelech, King David, in this psalm. He probably was still sick, and he probably was still being attacked, and he probably was still in a very difficult place, but he understood that this is where Hashem wants me to be, this is where I'm supposed to be, and I want to sing to Hashem, a shir chadash, a happy song, and he was able to even do it, maybe for half a psalm. Maybe when it got back to the second half of the psalm, he couldn't do it anymore, maybe. But there's this ability to praise Hashem from simcha, from happiness, even when there's all sorts of crises and all sorts of problems and all sorts of stresses around you. And the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that Rechavam, says to him when he says this verse. He says, "Rabos asisa ata Hashem Elokai." He says, "You've done so much for me, Hashem. Niflosecho machshvosecho eleinu. All of your amazing words and all of your amazing thoughts and actions eleinu have been for us." And that's where the Gemara in Yevamos says he said for us. He said to his grandson Rechavam, and what he said to his grandson Rechavam was, he said, "Look," he said, my grandmother was Ruth, and she was a Moaviah. And your mother is Nama Ha'amonis. She's an Ammoni. And the Torah says that the Jewish people should never intermarry with a Moavi or an Ammonian, right? Someone from the nation of Moab or from the nation of Ammon. Even if they convert, the Jewish people are not allowed to marry into those nations. And he said, two of us would be in big trouble if it wasn't for the fact that God already back then said in the Torah that it only applies to males and not to females. So the fact that my grandmother and your mother were more Moavim and Ammonim, said that's not a problem because the Torah foreshadowed that and foreshadowed it even earlier, because when Avram went to rescue Lot from Sodom, or when the angels went to rescue Lot from Sodom, they purposely went and they took the two daughters. And the two daughters were the ones who became the progenitors of Ammon and Moab, which made it very clear at the time that Hashem wanted something special to come out of these two daughters. And indeed they did. David and Rechavam came from those two daughters. So David HaMelech is coming and saying, you know, people are going to say stuff and people talk about us, but Hashem had this all worked out from before. And there's another similar verse also. He says, Ani amarti hine vasi, ata vasi. He says, I thought I just started coming now, but it's not that, you know, I'm just here living my life. But he says, it's not true. Megillah Sefer Kasuv Alei. I'm already foreshadowed in the Torah. The Torah already talks about the eventuality that we'll have somebody who will come from these nations of Ammon and Moab, and they will be allowed to be kings because they came from the mothers and not from the fathers, from the women, not from the men of Moab. All that being said, at the end of the verse, at the end of Tehillim, at the end of that particular psalm, we find something very relatable. And he says, Ezim faltiata. So Hashem, you're the one who helps me, and you're the one who helps me escape. He says, Elokai, my God, al ta'achar. Don't be late. Don't take too long. In other words, if we can translate this very humanly, he's saying, Hashem, I'm suffering. Hashem, I'm rejoicing because, like Rav Nosson Tzvi, I'm able to sing to you with simcha, with happiness, as much as I can. But it's only so long I can last. So al ta'achar, Hashem, don't take too long before solving all of my problems. In other words, we could live in our lives in situations where we can break through everything and sing to Hashem, but we realize that it's not natural. We realize we do need Hashem's help. So we sing to Hashem, then we kvetch a little bit, and we daven to Hashem. We say, Hashem, al ta'achar, much as I'm able to break through this and sing to you, please don't take too long. Please solve all of my problems. Be well.